Hi, this is 3504. I just left a stop on Denver in Lombard, and there's this guy out. He's probably late 20s, early 30s, wearing jeans and a flannel shirt, and he's spitting coffee all over the bus, and came up to me and was very obnoxious and rude. So I just wanted people to know to watch out for him.
Okay, I got most of that. It was at Denver and Lombard, a male in his 30s, wearing jeans, flannel shirt, and spitting coffee. Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's gross. It's over my bus now. I'm going to try to get to it when I get to the layover. But he's probably about 6 feet, too. He's tall.
And, I'm sorry, what race was he?
I just said he's pretty tall. He's also got, like, a beard or a goatee, light-colored hair.
White male, black male, Hispanic?
Apologize, white male.
Thank you, although the beard is a nice detail.
Alrighty, thank you.
I also wanted to get clarification. Was the coffee spilled on the bus or on the inside of the bus?
My bad, yeah. No, he was just standing around at the bus stop on Denver and Lombard, and he just walked up to me and said a couple nasty things and then starts spitting the coffee at the bus.
Okay, I copy. Are you doing all right?
Yeah, it's more hilarious than upsetting, but I just wanted people to know that they just could be spitting at the bus with, you know, fluid. That's gross.
Understood. All right, well, we'll have a look at this.
Okay, thank you.
We'll be clear at 12:11.
678 on Columbia 12.
6678, I got your sleeper check. What's up?
I got a passenger here who's sleeping in a priority sitting area. His legs and his, like, stuff out in the aisle. Try to wake him up a few times, and he'll get up and go back to sleep. And he kind of just doing that throughout the ride. I picked him up at Jansen Beach. He's been kind of in and out of sleep. Yeah, I feel like he's just, I don't know, right now he's just, he got his legs all in the aisle, and I'm trying to wake him up, and he gets up, goes back to sleep again.
Okay, well, sleeping isn't an issue, they can do that. The main thing, you just can't block the aisle, so if he's blocking the aisle, he needs you to tie up somewhere, because we don't want people tripping over him.
Right, exactly, that's what I told him, at Goose Hollow, and he just looks at me and just goes back to sleep. Yeah.
Okay, so where are you tied up? Because I'm still showing you rolling.
No, I'm not tied up. I just said, when I was at Goose Hollow, I explained that to him. And he just kind of looked at me and went back to sleep.
Yeah, like I said, if he's blocking the aisle and there's a trip hazard, you need to tie up your bus and then let me know where that is.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I'm here at Columbia Park.
Okay. Just make an announcement that you're going to be sitting there for a minute until we can get the aisleway clear, and then I'll send a supervisor away. Give me a ready for service if he gets off.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. 12:13.